Today, our scripture is in now Psalms 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong.
Today's prayer. Father, make me into the image of Jesus. You form the earth and everything within it, and you are able to save me from evil. Lord, do not let me be envious of wrongdoing. Draw me ever closer to you, Father, that in beholding you, I will be renewed, having empathy for others. Amen.
The thought for today is to think about the time or any time you have been envious of someone else's sinning, and ask the Father for forgiveness. Remember, Jesus said, if you have looked at a woman and lusted after her in your heart, you are guilty of adultery. Well, if you've watched someone in the act of sin and envied them, you have committed that sin in your heart. The action for today is to look up the word envious and truly understand what it means.
Today's treasure is found in the book of Judges, chapter 19, verse 8. He arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart, but the young woman's father said, "Please, refresh your heart." So they delayed until the afternoon, and both of them ate. Have you ever been envious of somebody? Usually it'll help to replace that emotion with empathy and sympathy for others. There's a story told of an old farmer who had some puppies for sale. He made a sign advertising them. One day he felt a tug on his overalls and he saw a little boy with a big grin and something in his hand. "Mister," he said, "I want one of your puppies." The farmer replied, "Son, those puppies come from fine parents and they cost a great deal." The boy thought for a moment and he said, "Well, I've got 39 cents. Is that enough to just take a look?" "Sure," the farmer said, and called out, "Dolly, here, Dolly, come, Dolly." Down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by her four pups. The boy's eyes lit up. The little boy pressed his face to the fence and said, "I want that one," as the runt of the litter ran down, limping along. The farmer said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He'll never be able to run and play with you the way you would like him to." Suddenly, the boy reached down and pulled up his trouser leg, revealing a steel brace that ran down both sides, attached to a specially made shoe. Looking at the farmer, he said, "You see, sir, I don't run too good myself, and he'll need someone who will understand him." Every limitation that you've overcome, every fear you've ever conquered, has equipped you to lift somebody else up. Otherwise, they are all wasted experiences. Let us remember that in our walk in life, to lift others up to the throne of grace.
If you're not familiar with the song, the music is "People Need the Lord" by Steve Green. People around you need the Lord, and if they don't know it, shine for them. Help them run. Help them be free. Because the only way they can is by knowing Jesus.